This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going into overdrive because I want to continue with these callers that have been on hold. I want to go back to Gabriel in California. Gabriel, you had another point to make. You're going to fight this in court, you said, but they would not let you file suit yet because school hasn't started. So go ahead. Tell us what.
I mean, I just really want everybody to do exactly what I'm trying to do, you know, get everybody involved by suing because that's when everybody hears everything and listens, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I just really want that to happen, and I hope it does, because I'm fighting this, because other than that, I'm a business owner in the Central Valley, so it's like, do I really got to get up and move because of this bill? I will not do it, but yes. I'm going to do everything I can to fight it, you know? And then my
Well, it's a shame, and if we don't fight it, and people have been fighting it in all these other states, if we don't fight it, they're going to impose this nationally, and of course, we're going to see a lot of this type of stuff be imposed on us through this mandatory insurance, through mandatory health care, because that's the whole point. The insurance is just a gradual takeover of the health system. We all know that. We will be going to the federal government to get our health care, and they will hold things like this over our head, just as we've seen here in Austin, where you see one of the largest health providers that serves over 500,000 people saying, you're not going to get any health care from us if you don't take the vaccine. Thank you, Gabriel. I want to run on to some of the other people who have been on hold for a while. Let's go to Kevin in Florida. You wanted to talk about Google cars. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, David. I just wanted to make two points really quick. One, you guys are awesome. Me and my brother are super, super devout listeners to the show. You guys tell all the right information. And I know a while ago Alex mentioned about the Google, you know, headquarters moving to Texas or whatever, but I just wanted to let you guys know that that's not the only place the cars are. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and I work in St. Augustine, Florida, and I travel 95 north and south every day. And over the last maybe month, there has been an increasing number of the driverless Google cars. Hmm. You know, they look.
Isn't that interesting?
It's crazy, and I've seen it about maybe about a week, 2 weeks ago. And what's crazy about it is there'll be a driverless car, but three or four cars behind, there's an unmarked white panel van that I believe is the control thing that mimics it. And everybody is talking about it around here. Everybody at my work is like, oh man, we saw the Google car. So I wanted to get your guys' take on that, because I think it's just going to get worse and worse. And I really agree with the point that Alex made about, you know, insurance companies are going to charge you as a human to drive your own car now. I really think
they will use the insurance companies to force you out of your car. You know, I wouldn't have a problem with self-driving cars if people wanted to use that for their commute. We were just talking about that in the office the other day. I wouldn't have a problem with somebody doing that as long as they don't have a problem with me driving my own car. But they are going to have a problem with me. Every accident is going to be blamed on me. They're going to tell me that human drivers are the problem, but human programmers never make mistakes. That's going to be the line that they take. And we've already seen the Google cars in California have twice the number of accidents they do other places. And it's interesting because in California, they got some permission with this, but in other states like Texas, it's in a gray area. They didn't get explicit permission. And they drove a self-driving car, Delphi, drove it from California to New York. So they're passing through all the states in between and using it as a self-driving car. I think that's interesting. But, yeah, they're going to try to push us out. And it's very here's the thing. Whatever your preference is, I know there's a lot of people who don't like to drive cars, but understand, they are going to control your movement. They're not only going to just track you, but they will control your movement. They'll do an instant audit on you and say, you know what, you owe this tax or whatever. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to work. You're not going to the grocery store until you pay this. We'll debit it out of your account because, you know, we don't have cash anymore. That's the way they're going to impose this control grid. Transportation is a very important point of control. Just look at what's going on with the TSA. You want to see that kind of control put onto the roads? That's what they're going to do. Thank you, Kevin. Let's go to Stephen in Florida. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, hang on a sec here. Yeah. Hey, good afternoon, Dave. Hey, I wanted to mention something you've been talking about forced vaccination and the effect on kids with, you know, autism.
Quickly, because we've only got a few seconds left. Tell us your take real quick.
There's a little girl in my church, and I noticed when I first came there back earlier this year that she was blurting things out, laughing uncontrollably, and just, you know, 5 years old. And I asked her grandmother's got, you know, custody over her. I said, well, she...
We're out of time. Thanks. Sorry, couldn't finish the call. Join us tonight for the Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the Nightly News or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with some of the clearest evidence ever that the bottom has now fallen out. We have now reached the event horizon, not just here, but all over the world. Tyranny is launching offensives on every front. David Knight is going to be coming up, breaking more of this down. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Incredible. Let me just mention the headlines I've got here. Ten Commandments statue must be removed from state capitol. Oklahoma Supreme Court rules. Boom. Voting rights advocate gets win at Supreme Court. Illegals can basically vote. No proof of citizenship to be shown. And you have states issuing driver's license to anybody that wants them. It's on. California, on the last day of June, the 30th, boom, governor signed SB 277 for forced inoculation, getting rid of the religious exemption. This is a war on religious beliefs. conscience, you name it. And then that dovetails with what we covered a lot yesterday. Obama removes TPP's anti-slavery clause, which is still going on in Dubai and other areas, then attacks Confederate flag as symbol of slavery, and Obama issues 19 classified directives changing laws passed by Congress. We're going to be going over all of this here in just a moment. But when you look at this, you can see that it's all being expanded so that we're hit with so much tyranny we can't respond to it. It's a war on language, a war on communication. Just as three top comics have recently come out, Jerry Seinfeld and others, and said political correctness is destroying language and the capability to even communicate. These are liberals. His 13-year-old daughter, they said, hey, we're moving back to New York City so you can meet more boys and have more friends. She said, girls and boys together is sexist. The word boys and girls is sexist. Brown bags are racist. Dig up Confederate generals. Get rid of their bodies. This is the insanity that we're facing. Now let's explain something. We have a separation of church and state, meaning the government cannot announce an official religion. But they've expanded that, violating the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They have expanded that ultra-massively and twisted it to say at your commencement, it's your free speech. You can read a poem of your speaking if you're the valedictorian or salutatorian. You could talk about how you love your mom or your dad, talk about how you love the principal, love the school, love track, love field, love football, love Harry Potter, love the moon goddess, or love Jesus Christ, or love Muhammad. But now they say, no, you specifically can't talk about Christianity or Judaism. Everything else is accepted. Everything else is okay. Well, now, first story. Ten Commandments statue must be removed from state capitol. Oklahoma Supreme Court rules. AP, Oklahoma Supreme Court said Ten Commandments monument, state capitol must be removed because it indirectly benefits the Jewish and Christian faiths in violation of the state's constitution. The court ruled Tuesday that the Oklahoma Constitution bans using public property to benefit a religion, and the Ten Commandments are obviously religious in nature. You know what's on the top of most major capitals? It's called the Goddess of Columbia. You know, the capital structure itself goes back to Greece and Rome, and it was for temples to the goddess. It is abreast. The arched doorways, this is mainline history, are an entrance into the woman, and that law comes out of the goddess. These are temples. Are you going to ban those? Christmas trees are Germanic and Druid trees that were brought in during the middle of winter to symbolize evergreen, and the greenness would come back in the cold of the winter. Are you going to ban Christmas trees? Everything has some religious connotation and connection. And this is a war on ideas that can be selectively enforced where anything can be removed. And it's very discriminatory. They allow the Druids and the pagans and the neo-pagan groups, the Wiccans, to promote and to proselytize on basis. But they don't let Christians do it. There have been Texas cases and others where they find a little girl with a Bible in her bag and they throw it away. Well, she's allowed to have a Bible, or she's allowed to have the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in her, which is also a Christian allegory, in her bag. This is the persecution of free speech going on and the ignorance of the public, where they're aware of every mindless, imagined, racist problem. And if you don't go along with Obamacare and gun control, you're racist as well. It's the new religion, but they're not aware of their basic freedoms. This is unprecedented, and it's all coming down with gay marriage. Marriage was an ancient institution in every culture about men and women coming together. If people want to have civil unions or states want to legalize it, that's their issue. But again, it becomes a diversion and a distraction and also an overwrite, a war against everything that was primal, everything that was basic, everything that makes a species. This is a globalist overwrite, in their own words, of culture and society, breaking us down past the individual where we can't stand up for each other. There's a war on fathers in all the media and all the culture, and that's ultimately a war on women. This is a destructive agenda, sold as neoliberalism to free, when actually it is to enslave, when all of our other basic freedoms are being taken.
illegals can get free welfare and have their babies for free, and they can vote. Supreme Court. And now, California a few years ago passed a law that parental consent doesn't matter now down to age 11. They could give kids $200 discount cards if they would say, I want to be inoculated. And then the school comes in and says, they make the decisions for your kid. The pedophiles also want to move it down to age 11 and say that they can give consent. Well, they can't because they're not grown up yet. Just like you can't say, well, your 11-year-old wanted me to give him a bottle of Jack Daniels. You're contributing to the delinquency of a minor. You don't have a right to push that on them. This is outsiders, the state, corporations, control freaks, wanting to run our children. California vaccinations bill, SB 277, signed by governor, becomes law. A California bill that removes all exemptions of vaccine requirements for school entry, and then it goes in through the system. This is unprecedented. A California bill that removes all exemptions to vaccine requirements for school entry except those medically indicated has just become law. After being passed through the Assembly on Thursday and the state Senate passed the same version, it's now been signed by Governor Jerry Brown into law. They want to make us take hundreds of vaccines. This is so precedent setting. And now they know more and more doctors are coming out saying vaccines are dangerous. Don't give them to pregnant women and stuff like that. Read the inserts. So hospitals are ordering doctors and medical centers are ordering doctors that they aren't allowed to say vaccines are dangerous, taking control of medical decisions from you and your doctor. That's what Obamacare, that's really corporate screw you care, is. And here's an example of that. KXAN here in Austin, Texas, where InfoWars comes to you. Austin Regional Clinic won't accept unvaccinated children. Strengthening vaccination policy post-measles outbreak that killed no one. But they hyped it up. They have a secret vaccine fund. They pay it out to tens of thousands of people whose kids died. They keep that very quiet, though it's admitted. But no one dies from measles. The measles, mumps, and rubella shot admits it can give you type 1 diabetes. They claim it's genetic, but it can give you diabetes. The insert openly says that. Give you all these other diseases, neurological disorders, you name it. And now they're going to intimidate you when you come in and your kid's already sick and you want to get health care. And they go, show us the records or we'll refuse care. Talk about do no harm. And now they're going to try to force it. This is a war on people's freedom. The answer is find the clinics, find the vaccine choice clinics in your area and support them. Fight them with your dollars and the free market. There is a full-out war against choice, a full-out war against freedom, a full-out war against sovereignty, a full-out war against cash. The global meltdown is coming, and they're getting it lined up to use it to bring in full control. And finally, Leanne McAdoo made this point on the nightly news. Jerry Brown, when SB 277 hits your desk, this is what he said when he was in office the last time, in 2011, he's been in office three times. He's back in now. He said to California members of the state Senate on a bicycle helmet for kids. They wanted to put parents in jail if your kid didn't wear a bicycle helmet. He said, while I appreciate the value of wearing a ski helmet, I am concerned about the continuing and seemingly inexorable transfer of authority from parents to the state. Not every human problem deserves a law. I believe parents have the ability and responsibility to make good choices for their children. What changed now? The big vaccine makers came in. They literally pumped in hundreds of millions of dollars, not just here, but all over the world, Australia, countries in Europe. They're banning kids 11 years old playing in their backyards now. This is the end of parents. This is the end of freedom. This is the total takeover of society. And then that ties into what David Knight's going to come up and be talking about next here. On the radio transmission / TV, Obama removes TPP's anti-slavery clause, then attacks Confederate flag as symbol of slavery. Unprecedented that they're going to say globally slavery's okay because it's bigger than ever, as Ja'Kari Jackson broke down a few weeks ago in a report. And then that ties into his 19 classified directives that he signed a few days ago that are secret. Not only do they rule by executive fiat now, but what's in it is secret. So David Knight is going to be breaking that down as well. I've got pressing corporate and family issues that are going to be handled today as we prepare a major launch on the television and more. But David Knight's coming up, and I'll be back live tomorrow. We're going to go to break. Stay with us. David Knight coming up with the main transmission jam-packed. Call your friends and family. Tell them, tune in right now. This is the defense of the Republic. This is the defense of humanity. We can say no. All other tyranny has fallen when the people resist. All of evil men in tyranny to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. We'll be back. This is the InfoWar, the fight for human liberty worldwide.
Okay, and that was Alex Jones who recorded that earlier. I'm David Knight, live in studio. We're going to break down those issues further. Of course, we're going to talk about what's happening in Greece. It's not just a bankruptcy there, but it's how is it going to affect us? How is it tied to the trade partnerships, as well as the moral and ethical bankruptcy of this decision in California?
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the thing, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is backed by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5 pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. The year is going pretty quickly, and we're going to talk about what's going to come up in 2016 in just a moment. The government is going to be putting forth Real ID. If you don't know what that is, we'll tell you about it. But you're going to need to have real ID, not your driver's license, to fly. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court just said that we cannot ask for any proof of citizenship when people vote. Get your head around that kind of inconsistency. We're going to talk about the non-legal basis of this Supreme Court decision, as well as the non-legal basis of their decision against the EPA and their regulations coming from the Obama administration to shut down coal plants. That was something that has been, that's an objective, a goal of Obama since before he was elected, while he was running. He was looking to shut down the coal industry. I'm glad that they have not done it at this moment, but when you look at the logic that the Supreme Court came up with, it's equally troubling. Whether you agree with them on the issues or not, that's the point. When we look at their decision on marriage, their decision on Obamacare, their decision on coal, on voter ID, none of it makes any sense from a legal perspective. It is just raw edicts. And that's what we're seeing from Obama. This is very troubling. This is a an article that is on New American. Obama issues 19 classified directives changing laws that have been passed by Congress. Okay, now, this is from the New American. They say, since being inaugurated in 2009, President Obama has issued 30 presidential policy directives, PPDs, PPDs. Not to be confused with TPPs, these are PPDs, 19 of which he has ordered to keep secret from Congress and the American people. But like the TPP, the PPDs are also secret. We're not allowed to see them. We're just supposed to obey them. Congress can't see them either, like the TPP. Now, USA Today breaks us down. They say, of the 30 issued by him, 19 have not been released. 11 of those, the White House has not disclosed even what the subject is. We're not even allowed to know what the subject is, let alone the details of this. They say, and this is USA Today, this is quote-unquote your mainstream media here, it's not only the public that doesn't have copies, it's also Congress that doesn't have copies. They said they have the same legal force as an executive order. They form a body of largely secret law. How could we have secret law in this country? Isn't that an oxymoron? No, it isn't, quite frankly, because the law is not there to do anything other than entrap you in this society. Continuing on with what they say, this is from a political scientist who advised Congress on national security directives before he retired from the Congressional Research Service. He said, the difference is that while executive orders are public by law, in other words, they must be published in the Federal Register before they become effective, the PPDs, the presidential policy directives, are not published. He says it's kind of a secret law. People have to obey it. But it's a directive that can allocate money, it can direct people, or it can take a course of actions. See, in postmodern America, post-constitutional America, we have secret laws, we have secret treaties that are about to come down the pike, and then we have even secret courts. You know, the FISA court meets in secret. They make decisions that they say modify the Constitution. I would say no. I disagree with Marbury versus Madison, just like Jefferson did. The Supreme Court gave themselves that power. So they have a Supreme Court decision that says, you know, we've decided that we're going to set in judgment as the final arbiter of whether or not any law can be used or whatever a president does. No, we have division of power. That's precisely what the founders of this country were concerned about. That's why they not only divided power amongst the states that had created the central government, they were worried that that creature of the states was going to become a Frankenstein monster, even though Frankenstein hadn't been written by Mary Shelley at that point. People understood that was something that could happen, so they divided power as well as they could amongst kept power, retained power, I should say, by the states that had created the central government, retained power by the people that had created the states and the central government, and then within the central government, they divided power. That's why when the Supreme Court made their decision about the second National Bank of the United States, Andrew Jackson said, well, they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. We need to have that kind of attitude from people today. We need to have people elected to office that understand that they are not at the mercy of these nine ring race at the Supreme Court who have been totally corrupted by power. Power corrupts. absolute power corrupts absolutely. We see that with them. We see that with Obama and his secret laws. We can't even know what the subjects are. Stay with us. We're going to also talk about the TPP, both from the perspective of Obama's endorsing slavery within the TPP and what's happening in Greece. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this July 1st, 2015. We're going to get back to these articles that we were talking about in the last segment that Alex brought up in the first segment about Obama endorsing literal slavery through the trade agreements. He has now removed prohibitions from that, greasing the way for countries that are involved in slavery today to become our trading partners, you know, because we need those slave goods. I guess they're not getting enough of them at the big box retailers. We're going to go back to that. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court decision as well as what's going on in Greece and some more Supreme Court tyranny. Before we do, though, this hour of the Alex Jones Show is made possible by the support of the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like Survival Shield, X2, Nascent Iodine. You know, for me, this is a no-brainer. I take it every morning when I get up. And I can really tell the difference. I really needed it today. Last night, I did not get much sleep at all for whatever reason. I could just not fall asleep. It really works. It helps to focus me. I can tell you firsthand that Alex spends a lot of time and money trying to get the best ingredients and getting the best ingredients for all these products. One of my favorite things about X2 is the fact that it's liquid, and it's something that I can take several of these supplements all at once without having to swallow a bunch of pills. I just put them all in one thing and kick it back. It's much easier to take. There's X2 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. There's over 400 of them. Over 99% of the respondents would recommend it to a friend or family member. Here's one of those. This is from Biker Dave in Port Richey, Florida. He says, I take this product daily. It gives me energy and stamina. Two small doses in the morning, one after lunch are all I need. At almost 65, I can definitely say I easily feel 10 years younger. That's right. You can get your bottle of X2 right now. We're in stock with X2. We've got several products that have sold out, so it's a good time to stock up on that while we've got it in. You can read the other 400 reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back to the amazing pronouncements that have come out, and I'm still reeling from reading this story about Obama's presidential policy directives, the PPDs. These are things that go even beyond executive orders because we're not even allowed to know what the subjects of these executive orders are. So they're like executive orders, except they're secret. Congress doesn't know what they are. We're not allowed to know what they are, but we must obey them. See a problem with that? I do. I see a lot of problems with that. And, you know, when I look at this, I have the same reaction that Jeff Sessions, I don't know if it's, I get their names mixed up. There's a Congressman Sessions and there's a Senator Sessions. Senator Sessions took a look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And what he told us about it, he was absolutely appalled. He said, I'm just breathless as to what's going on with this. And I got to say, that's the way I feel this last week. I am just breathless with the insanity and with how quickly everything is moving. With all of this, hopefully it's going to wake people up. Hopefully people will see that this is something that has been rolling out for a very long time. And I want to talk about what's going on with Greece in just a moment and go back to a book that Alex Jones wrote back in 2002. He mentioned it briefly yesterday, and there was a transcript in there of an interview that he had with Greg Palast, and he was talking about interviews that he had had with Joe Stiglitz. Joe Stiglitz has something to say about Greece that is very relevant to today, to what's going on with the bankers there, as well as with these trade agreements. And I want to pull that in. But before we do, I want to get back to the TPP from the story here about the anti-slavery clause. Now, this is an article that came out yesterday evening from Kit Daniels. And he points out that right before Obama publicly attacked the Confederate flag as a symbol of slavery, President Obama quietly removed an anti-slavery provision from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. This partnership bars countries that engage in slavery from being part of major trade deals with the U.S. It was written by Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey. This is a report from the Huffington Post. They say, at the insistence of the White House, however, Menendez agreed to modify his language to say that as long as a country is taking, quote, concrete steps, unquote, towards reducing human trafficking and forced labor, it can still be a part of the trade deal. Now, the reason they had to do this is because they want to get Malaysia in. Malaysia is a major source of cheap labor, and it's also a major source of human trafficking in Southeast Asia. They have enslaved men, women, and children subjected to forced labor and sex trafficking, according to the State Department, according to this article that Kit Daniels has. And the Huffington Post asks, why in the year 2015 is the White House teaming up with Republican leaders essentially to defend the practice of slavery? But that's okay, because that's being done quietly. Publicly, Obama is going to the black churches singing Amazing Grace. He is removing the Confederate flag because that is all about slavery. He says, well, you know, actually, Lincoln didn't even start the war to end slavery. He started the war to stop secession. If you go back and read some of the original stuff, you'll see they're not calling the people in rebellion. They called them rebels, but mostly they called them secession. You know, Lincoln didn't free the slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. That happened in 1865. They finally freed the slaves of Ulysses S. Grant. And if you're historically challenged, he was the commander of the Union forces, and he had slaves on his farm, his wife's farm, until 1865, when they were outlawed, when the amendments went through to do that. Now, that was the 13th Amendment. The 14th Amendment said that they were going to extend due process to the freed slaves. In 1870, they extended voting rights specifically to the slaves. So they did these things in the steps of progression because they had to explicitly put it in there. They weren't, these different rights were not being given to the freed slaves. And it's kind of interesting when you look at the Supreme Court decision that came out this week, where they threw out Arizona and Kansas's voter IDs. They had a policy that they would request proof of citizenship before someone could be added to the voter registration rolls. And the Supreme Court says, no, you don't need to do that. They can just tell you they're citizens, and that's okay. You know, really? Is it okay if I just tell the TSA, don't worry, I'm a citizen, I'm not a threat, you don't need to see any documents. You know, these are not the drones you're looking for, just let me through. No, that doesn't work anywhere else. If I refuse to give a police officer my ID when he requests it or demands it, I'm going to wind up face down on the concrete in most situations. That's what we've seen. That's the rules that the federal government is putting out as they federalize police enforcement. But, you know, when we look at voting, this is something that was never defined in the Constitution, who gets to vote. So there were definitions that we had three amendments that have been put in the Constitution to clarify that. In 1870, they added an amendment to allow people to vote regardless of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. So that was 1870. 50 years later, 1920, allowed the right to vote regardless of sex. That gave women the right to vote. Then in 1970, another 50 years. Interesting. These are like 50 years apart. They have the voting age lowered to 18 years. And quite frankly, they did that because they were sending men off to die and not allowing them to vote in the wars. They were drafting people at 18 years of age. So, you know, just like the Constitution doesn't say you've got freedom of speech or freedom of religion, it just says you have those because those rights come from God. That's what the Declaration of Independence tells us. You possess those rights as a human being. So the Constitution is there to say you're not going to infringe on those rights on any kind of basis, not on basis of race, not on the basis of sex or age. That's why we had those three amendments. Now we come back 45 years after this last one, where they gave the vote to 18-year-olds, and the Supreme Court doesn't go through the usual process. Because when you look at these three amendments, they were each 50 years apart. They all had a format to them. They all came in and they said, the right, they had two parts. Section one, the right of citizens of the U.S. to vote shall not be denied or abridged because of fill in the blank, race, sex, age, okay? That was the first part. The second part said, Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. In other words, Congress can't write laws when they don't have jurisdiction over something. But see, we're at the point now where the Supreme Court doesn't even wait for Congress to write the laws on things that they don't have jurisdiction. The Supreme Court makes pronouncements on things that even the federal government in no branch has jurisdiction over. And that's what they have done by saying we cannot verify who citizens are. Because in each of these amendments, it was citizens of the United States have the right to vote and cannot be abridged because of this. It is citizens who have that right. But of course, the Supreme Court doesn't need to be bothered with that. They will just make their little declaration. Because as I said before, these are nine kings and queens with the ring of power who have essentially become Nazgul, ring race. Remember the Lord of the Rings? The men who took the power as kings and they were corrupted by it? That's what we have seen. That's what everyone was always concerned about. Lord Acton, who said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. They were concerned. He was concerned. And his contemporaries who founded this country were concerned about the consolidation of power, about people becoming arbitrary dictators. What is a dictator? A dictator is someone who says, The law is in my mouth, essentially. He dictates what that law is. And that's what we have now. Except, of course, you have the presidential policy directives where we cannot even see what the dictates are because those are secret laws. Yes, we have truly gone to a corrupt government where the emperor has no clothes. And one of the things that they have to do with this, of course, is to make sure that they remove all the foundations, historical, legal, of our country. That's what's really behind this removal of the Ten Commandments in Oklahoma, as well as other places. We have monuments at the Supreme Court. When we talked about the 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta, we talked about how that was one of the panels on the door of the Supreme Court. They put monuments up to talk about, this is where our laws came from. We have this long tradition, so forth and so on. And many of the states refer directly to the Magna Carta. We also have a foundation. We talk about America being a Christian nation. That doesn't mean that the majority of people were Christians, although they were. Doesn't mean that the majority of the founders were Christians, although they were. What it means is that our laws were based on that philosophically, ethically. That was the foundation. And that's what people are putting these monuments up. But we have to take the monuments down because we are removing the foundations of our country. We are headed into a Mordor when we give this kind of power to these people. I want to talk about what's going on in Greece next because it is very confusing. Yesterday they defaulted on a $1.7 billion IMF payment, so they are now technically in default to the IMF. But then we see this just a couple of hours ago from CNN Money where Greece does an about-face on the bailout. I want to play the clip of that in just a moment here, but they say, this is CNN Money, just a couple of hours ago, they say, whoa, the Greek government is now ready to sign on to a bailout package it threw out just days ago, but the about-face won't fix the country's crisis anytime soon. And this is what Alexis Tsipras, the prime minister, wrote. He said, Greece is prepared to accept this staff-level agreement subject to the following amendments, additions, or clarifications. It was first reported this morning by the Financial Times. So just as we can't really tell what they're doing, and this happened on Sunday. Drudge Report put out a tweet, and they said, Sunday morning, the Greek finance minister says, we would never institute cash controls. That's antithetical to everything we believe. And then by that evening, they closed the banks for a week. We see yesterday that they defaulted technically on this, and now Greece does an abrupt about face today. So I'm not really sure, nobody is really sure what's going on with this. There is some heavy-handedness. It's not just the Greek government that is vacillating all over the place, but it is also the banks, the IMF, that are playing hardball with the people of Greece. And I want to tie this in to what's going on with the bankers, what's going on with the trade agreements, because this all ties together with crony capitalism, with the multinational control of our economies. Look at this article that came out today from Paul Joseph Watson. There's a report from someone on Twitter, Alex Andreo, says that the IMF is ordering U.S. tour operators to withhold payments to Greek hotels. He says, to crush us is their aim. So they don't want U.S. tour operators to actually pay these private companies who provided the services, who need the money so that they can exist. No, we're going to take that, says the IMF. They say the measure illustrates how the IMF is prepared to impose draconian capital controls directly on Greek private business owners in order to recover their debt. They say if this is true, it's disgraceful. If the IMF is exceeding their authority, I hope they get sued, wrote one respondent to the report. This is pure thuggery, added another. This is what the people of Greece are going through. You got Greek pensioners, people who are retired. They're going to the banks trying to grab their cash. They say in chaotic scenes, thousands of elderly Greeks on Wednesday today besieged the nation's crisis-hit banks, which reopened to allow them to withdraw vital cash from their state pensions. They say Athens has now reopened almost 1,000 bank branches for 3 days to allow pensioners without cards to withdraw $133 to last them the rest of the week. Now, here's one guy. He says, I'm a retired sailor. He asked not to be identified. He told the AFP he had no cash to buy crucial medicine for his sick wife. He said, I worked for 50 years on the sea. Now I am a beggar for 120 euros. I took out the 120 euros, but I have no money for medication for my wife who had an operation and is sick. That's the situation they're in. You know, my parents had told me stories about when they were children through the Depression. Some of you, perhaps you heard that from your grandparents who are younger than me. We don't have any direct experience of this, but we should be very concerned that we are going to have a direct experience of this. Now, of course, there's also a referendum coming up. The BBC News printed the referendum. You can see that here on the screen. Get a picture of this referendum. Of course, it's all Greek to me. It's all written out in Greek, and the characters are completely different, so you can't read it. It's very simple, but they felt that it was a little bit hard to understand. Essentially, it's like, do you want to sign on to the plan that the IMF is putting out there? They said, well, they didn't think that anybody could understand it. However, there's an interesting article from Joseph Stiglitz on The Guardian, and he says how I would vote in the Greek referendum. He says, neither alternative, approval or rejection of the Troika's terms, will be easy. Both carry huge risks. Now, I'm going to tell you what Joseph Stiglitz said, and then I want to read you what Greg Palast talked about back in 2002 with Alex Jones. We have a transcript of that. That's in this book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Actually, you can also get a PDF copy of that if you're a Prison Planet TV subscriber. That's where I got the information. And I want to tell you what he was saying about the IMF 13 years ago and what he's saying today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I like to have another kiss.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this July 1st, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. And of course, Greece is technically in default. We don't really know what's going on at the moment. There's a referendum coming up on July the 5th. We've had reports that the Greek government has now reversed their position and is offering to accept some of the deals that have been made to them. But I want to talk to you about the opinions of Joseph Stiglitz on this referendum that's coming up on July 1st, because it has applications to all of us. Now, he is someone who had worked for the World Bank, and back in 2002, Alex Jones had an interview with Greg Palast, who talked about conversations that he had with Joseph Stiglitz and about some of the whistleblowing activities at the time. We'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do, here's what Joseph Stiglitz says about how he would vote if he was voting in the Greek referendum. He says, in terms of transforming a large primary deficit into a surplus, few countries have accomplished anything like what the Greeks have achieved in the last 5 years. Because there's a lot of back and forth as to who's at fault. Are the Greeks at fault? Are they living a profligate lifestyle? Or is this something that is kind of a rope-a-dope by the large banks? Now, this is a guy who worked for the Troika banks, for the central banks, for the World Bank. And this is what he says. He says, this has been done through cost in terms of human suffering that's been extremely high. The Greek government's recent proposals went a long way toward meeting its creditors' demand. He said, we should be clear. Almost none of the huge amount of money loaned to Greece has actually gone to Greece. It has gone to pay out private sector creditors, including German and French banks. Greece has gotten only a pittance, but it has paid a high price to preserve those countries' banking systems. The IMF and other official creditors do not need the money that is being demanded. Now, he goes on to break this down to what a yes vote would mean and what a no vote would mean. Here's what he says from a yes vote, from his opinion. Now, this is a guy who's worked for the IMF and World Bank, Troika, large central bankers. He says a yes vote would mean depression almost without end. Perhaps a depleted country, one that has sold off all of its assets, whose bright young people have immigrated, who might finally get debt forgiveness, perhaps having shriveled into a middle-income economy. Greece might finally be able to get assistance from the World Bank, and that might happen in the next decade or the decade after that. He says, in contrast, however, a no vote would at least open the possibility that Greece, with its strong democratic tradition, might grasp its destiny in its own hands. Greeks might gain the opportunity to shape a future that, though perhaps not as prosperous as the past, is far more hopeful than the unconscionable torture of the president. He says, I know how I would vote. And we've had a lot of people say that. I saw Jim Rogers say that. He said, they ought to just say, look, we're not going to cover the banks. We're not going to. And understand, too, that what's happening with these proposed plans, that some of the money is going to go directly to the IMF in terms of bailing this out. But for the most part, money is going to be coming from sovereign countries like Greece and France to pay off the bankers. In other words, they're going to be assuming Greece's sovereign debt into their countries, because we can't have the bankers ever lose any money. So it's going to be on some country's balance sheet. And once they do, once they get it on their balance sheet, then the bankers come around and go, you know, you've got a pretty high debt-to-income ratio now. I think we're going to have to raise your interest rates. It's the same thing they do to new college graduates. Give you a credit card. Rope-a-dope. Here, try this credit card. Create a new entitlement system here. And then what you do is, yeah, you're getting in over your head. I think we're going to have to jack up that interest rate. Looks like, you know, it just isn't going to make it. That's precisely what they're doing. Stay with us when we come back. I'm going to read you what was said about this in 2002, and it applies precisely to what we see happening with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.